Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Wrestling world. Well, I got a lot to talk about, and I ain't got a lot of time to talk about it in. Actually, why am I talking like Savage to get? Because I can and I will. It's Brian Rails. Who the fuck else? And on this latest edition of Off the Rails Uncensored, I have some, well, not so much blockbuster announcements, but you know, Becky Lynch is having a child. That's already old news, but it's still fresh news. We'll talk about that later. In Your House, making a comeback. You know, the house childhood, you know, I grew up in, you know, within Your House. I didn't quite watch it to an extent. I actually, that's a lie. I remember a lot of those being headlined by Shawn Michaels, Vader, British Bulldog, The Undertaker, Diesel, Razor Ramon, Goldust, who is now in AEW and has been in AEW, Dustin Rhodes. There's a lot of fucking history about that pay-per-view, and I'm so glad WWE decided to resurrect that name. I mean, it's been a while. AEW has had some matches tonight, but I will review both NXT and AEW, to be fair, like I always do. I'm going to review... I'm going to review AEW Dynamite first because something caught my attention, okay? So, tonight on Dynamite Live on TNT, we're going to start off, folks, and be fair because you know what? This is professional wrestling. Yes, I've dogged on AEW, but I am going to give them a fair review. It's by Curtis Dillon, who did an excellent job on Ringside News. I've been a fan of this more so than Bleacher Report, but last week marked AEW's return to live wrestling, and this week continues on from where it left off. So you saw Chris Jericho faces Pineapple Pete. Really? That's the name of this dude. Okay. Santana and Ortiz would face Kenny Omega and Matt Hardy. Brody Lee versus Christopher Daniels and Hikaru Shida versus Britt Baker versus Chris Stratlander versus Penelope Ford. So it was a fatal four-way. Also, there was MJF and Lance Archer, you know, alongside Jake the Snake Robert. We're less than 2 weeks for Double or Nothing. So this is going to be interesting, folks. This is going to be interesting because I'm not going to watch it, but I'm sure others will, and I'm pretty sure others will say, you're missing out on this shit. Again, I don't see what the big deal is, but okay. All right, so Roberts, you know, it's always interesting when Jake picks up a mic. So he said, I apologize, but someone can kiss his ass first. And then he goes, you step into the ring, it's no man's land. This is their story, and they're writing the chapters. Despite my dislike and discord with AEW and what they do, there's one saving grace, actually a few. Jake is one of them. Jake the Snake, that is. And he goes, as far as he's concerned, women are great at home for wiping babies' butts, cooking, cleaning, and keeping the men warm. God, man, this dude. If there was a crowd, he'd be getting insta-booed, but he'd also be getting laughter from women who have husbands. So I'm just going to say, let's see here. You can hear an engine rev, so automatically, you know, drama as usual. There's an SWV. Love will be right here. Let's see what's on my mind, folks. Let's see here. There's a black SUV with Cody's insignia on the hood. So Cody's nice address. They beat the fuck out of each other, Lance Archer and Cody did. Then, and only then, they go to ringside and Cody slams Lance into the ring post. So in other words, a fucking brawl between Archer and Cody. Okay. Then Jim Ross and the announce team announced the card. God bless it. Not the message for now, folks. But if you do, that's BTrain05000 on Twitter, on the Twitter handle. It's WrestleRadioNetwork.com. And, of course, always, we take messages on Instagram at Wrestle_Radio. To continue, it's Brody Lee versus Christopher Daniels in the main event. And then there's a promo about, you know, tag team match. So we had the first match, Jurassic Express with Marco Stunt. Holy shit. Versus Best Friends with Orange Cassidy. I can already tell you. Let's see here. So Jungle Boy and Chuck Taylor started off the match. Jungle Boy hit a few counters. So then Luchasaurus and Trent tagged in. Okay, let's see. They exchanged a few forms, it looks like. So there's a lot of flippy shit in this tag match. Okay. Trent puts Jungle Boy in the corner for superplex, blah, blah, blah. Trent to the mat. So there's another commercial break. Holy shit. No surprise. Because you can't, I can't make this shit up, folks. There's a lot of commercial breaks in between matches, and this kind of happens for both NXT and AEW. So anyways, Trent comes back with a flying knee to Boy. But okay, this guy has got to be a former worker. So the Best Friends. So Rey Fénix with a back kick to take out Cassidy. It's a pile driver to JB for the win. Okay, sorry folks, I'm yawning, but I'm actually awake. So after the match, though, Wardlow appears and throws Marco Stunt into the barricade like a, well, Marco Stunt's a bit short. I mean, kind of, that dude's only like five, I don't know how tall this guy is, but he got thrown around like a rag doll. And anyways, Moxley's seen backstage, and, you know, he's I'm not in no fucking mood to talk type. And then, just fast-forwarding like this, Dr. Britt Baker versus Chris Stratlander versus Hikaru Shida versus Penelope Ford with Kip Sabian. Big surprise. Penelope really, I mean, okay, let's see here. When is I going to skip past this horrific shit show? Hikaru Shida. It's a running knee with the win, and I don't even care to go over the summary of that match, no offense, but just their women's division is a joke. Just saying. Nyla Rose and maybe Jazz and Awesome Kong, Randy Rhodes kind of, but not really. Look, their women's division is a fucking joke, and they know that, so I'm not even going to go over their match. So, that's what I have to say to that. As Kenny Omega is making an entrance, blah, 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 Santina and Ortiz versus Omega and Matt Hardy. Fantasy matchup. So Hardy and Omega hit a double-team suplex on Ortiz. I'm trying to – another commercial break, really. This guy's really good at covering the analysis of the matches, and he also does NXT. So if you want to check him out, it's ringsidenews.com. Omega hits a Snapdragon suplex. Let's see what else we have. Ortiz runs in, but Hardy tosses him right back out. Then he hit Santana with a side effect. I just feel like I'm reading from this shit. So Hardy signals for deletion. Deletion. But Santana counters a twist of fate. Wow. Santana and Ortiz look for the street sweeper, but Hardy hits basically the eliminator. Everyone uses that move, including Undisputed Era, which is, you know, it's not uncommon for someone to use a move. But anyways, Matt Hardy and Kenny Omega. So that wasn't the main event, really. Okay, I don't know, maybe it probably was, but my thoughts on that was, wow, they at least, well, they had intrigue, all right, you know, I'm going to say it. So, AEW did have intrigue with Jake Snake Roberts, but that's about it. Everything else on that show, aside, you know, than the brawl in the parking lot, you'd be lying to say to yourself a brawl is not interesting, but I'd be lying to myself also if I say support AEW fully, which I don't. So, well, they're going old school, you know, bet NWA with the tournament, you know, with him and Lance Archer facing each other in the finals instead of, well, Dustin and Cody again, which would be a decent match. I don't know. Okay, we're going to switch gears here and start reviewing NXT here in just a moment. But if you think about it, you know, there's no Darby Allin. It was just they're giving each other, you're giving the audience a different look, which is a decent effort. But when you got guys out there like Marco Stunt and, well, Orange Cassidy is not a bad worker. It's just, you know, the hands were in the pocket. That's genius. Because who else is going to fucking do that shit? I will compliment them on the main event because AEW has been lagging. Well, they've been lagging ever since they've been in business. But, hey, you know, when they had a crowd, oh, it's a new, fresh, shiny toy. It's great wrestling type thing. But then their matches, to say the least, look like something that you would see if ECW. No, that's giving them too much compliment. That'd be, you know, it's just the revived version of WCW if it, you know, had a budget after, you know, the whole NWO debauchery. And it didn't, you know, like I said, their women's division is a joke. What else? The only thing going for them is the fact that they have one of the best commentators, actually two, Shivani, Taz, JR. And Chris Jericho, it depends. Their show tonight was okay. It wasn't, I'm going to go out and buy the next set of AEW t-shirts type thing. It was an okay show, and I'm glad, you know, that they're competing against, well, I'm very biased right now, NXT. They had Matt Riddle and Tim Thatcher in the main event. But to start off, you had a tag team championship match. You had Thatcher and Riddle, which is supposed to, they were supposed to be defending their tag team championships, and Riddle didn't get to him in time. There's a lot of miscommunication, but you know what? I don't know what this is going to set up for. Possibly a feud between Riddle and Thatcher, which I wouldn't mind seeing. And then Tegan Knox beat Indy Hartwell. That was not a bad match either. Jake Atlas beat Tony Nese. Atlas was a pretty darn good heel, so. Cameron Grimes beat Finn Balor with an assist from Damian Priest. Does anyone know why he's in this? Yeah, he was the man behind the attack. Okay, so they obviously trust Damian Priest, Monster Factory product of Danny Cage. Anyways, so Jack Gallagher beat Isaiah Swerve Scott. That was also an upset, but that, you know, Tony Nese. Let's see here. And then Hunter and Michaels, oh, before the Cameron Grimes match, Hunter and Sean announced that there's going to be In Your House. And I'm thinking WWE is kicking it old school. I'm excited. Because if we get to have shows next year, In Your House for NXT, and they already have takeovers, now they're going to have In Your House, because it's got the elements. You have Gargano, you have Karrion Kross, you've got Damian Priest, who kind of represents a little bit, you know, kind of like Kevin Nash, but I think Danny's probably going to say, get the fuck out of here. He's not Kevin Nash. I was like, well, I believe he's tall, but he's got much more offense, and this guy can act, you know, he's definitely making impacts with that nightstick, kind of a big boss man type feel. So you've got a lot of elements that'll work for In Your House through NXT. You've got Gargano, Ciampa when he comes back, I mean, you've got Keith Lee, Imperium, who just won the tag team championships tonight, so this will be fairly interesting, right? And then, yeah, okay. The difference between AEW and NXT when it comes to their women's division, you're going to have a lot of unique talent running in and out of that locker room. You got Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, Io Shirai, Mia Yim, Aaliyah. The list goes on. And did I mention Aaliyah? I'm sorry. She's been there since 2014. But you know what? She still has a job. She's still employed. Deonna Purrazzo. Well, Bianca Belair is no longer there, my friend. But, you know, what are the possibilities that Charlotte, Sasha, Becky, when she gets back from having her awesome, awesome child, runs the Four Horsewomen? But, you know, NXT's got an outstanding women's division. So, Tegan Knox versus the Hartwell, and plus you had Caden Carter, who took advantage of Aaliyah being too distracted, trying to way too much impress Robert Stone, and she paid the price for it. Anyways, Matt Riddle in the main event versus Tim Thatcher. I think it was a very good main event. It was a very technical match, but Riddle ended up winning by the, you know, by the chin-chin, you know, the hair on his chinny-chin-chin, right? That's all that matters, a roll-up, 1, 2, 3. All right, folks, I hope to God I'm not falling asleep again, because that would suck if I play the music for no apparent reason. I have to time for just let the whole song play. Oh, my gosh, only 42 minutes. Only 42 minutes for me left to discuss with you. I think I'm going to dwindle the time down for Off the Rails Uncensored just a little bit by saying, you know, the analysis or comparison thereof of Off the, you know, AEW and NXT Live, both are having tournaments. One is having a cruiserweight. The other one's having a, well, a tournament for the opportunity. The winner gets to face the AEW champion. So I must say, folks, I'm going to be highly entertained watch these two duke it out. Why? That's what wrestling companies do. And it's going to be hella fun to watch in your house when this shit goes live and into, you know, in your house. It's a bad idea, dude. I think that it's actually a decent idea. I just want to point that out. No, I mean, to me, I think it's a great thing that people are trying their best, and I'm glad that AEW and WWE are putting their best foot forward, I guess. They're like, man, you got a competition, man, I want to be great. It's just, it's a great time for professional wrestling, because even though they don't have audiences, the idea of having in your house and then, okay, of course, Double or Nothing. I will catch highlights of this on probably on my Facebook newsfeed. I don't know, watch AEW Live, because I have watched one pay-per-view of theirs. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just kind of in the middle. And that's because my taste in professional wrestling is one in which, you know, says to be desired. I like a certain level of professional wrestling to be, you know, like if something tells me a story, whether it be a hardcore match, whether it be just a straight up wrestling match, technical, it doesn't matter. As long as it makes me go, okay, cool, I'm not falling asleep by mid match. Then we call it a day and say, that's great wrestling. But to those of you saying, well, AEW is 10 times better than what NXT is offering you, well, guys, we've been through this road before, been down this road before. I hate being biased towards one group of people. And I love the fact that they started a brawl in the parking lot. I was actually flipping back and forth between channels. The one saving grace, aside from Moxley, Omega, Rhodes, Jericho, most of the Inner Circle, and most of the Elite, which, you know, hopefully they don't fall in the same fucking trap that WCW did with NWO, NWO Black and White, or Red and Black. So I'm just going to dive right into this segment by saying, if you have any small children under the age of 18, they can listen to it, but I fair warn you, if you present this at your homeschooling session as what not to be later on in life, I will tell you, that's up to you. Also, Off the Rails Uncensored is a copyrighted podcast and is owned by me, Brian Rails. Any reproduction or dissemination thereof of Off the Rails Uncensored will be punishable by law, and you will owe me $45. Get it? Get it? Good. There's just so much to be going over, folks. So if you are offended by the explicit language in here, a show that has been coined and phrased and also made official on March 7th, 2016, Off the Rails Uncensored, created as a podcast. Any reproduction or likeness thereof will be punishable by the court of law for copyright infringement. All right, folks, buckle up. Buckle up, because you know what? You're about to go inside my head. So, Monkeys in the Truck, please hit my music. Kick it.
In life, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know him, but fuck him, he knows the code. It's not a...
Sorry if I ran a bit long, but yes, I do know the code. And that is... What is the code? Oh yeah, it's like, sounds a little something like this. If you really like professional wrestling and you really want to expand upon your horizons, watch both, because you'll see which one differs from the other. When some, you know, in some ways it's similar, in some ways it's not. Chris Jericho, Cody Rhodes, and you know, the other part of the creative staff would be on AEW, you know, maybe Arn Anderson. No, he's an agent. Mr. Dean Malenko. I personally, when I watched AEW tonight, thought to myself, well, I'll be nice. Okay. And I will give them a fair shake. And I am extremely glad that Jake the Snake Roberts said the words, "I'm feeling a little randy tonight." In other words, I thought he was going to pull a snake out of the bag, and you never know what you're going to get with Jake the Snake Roberts on TV. And I've basically blabbed about him at one point in time on a show several fucking times, because the man knows what he's doing when he picks up the microphone. It's fucking genius. As far as, you know, Double or Nothing in the tournament, you know, Lance Archer and Cody Rhodes, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I'm pretty sure they'd be stupid not to promote maybe a possible triple threat with Archer, Cody Rhodes, and Chris Jericho, or Moxley, who's the current champion. Imagine that match. Got a big in. Yeah, Moxley. And you've got Cody Rhodes. That'd be interesting. I don't know. I don't think they're going to do that, though. But let's talk about quality versus quantity, right? So WWE had, they showed you Triple H and Shawn Michaels and Road Dogg talking about bringing back In Your House, since, you know, TakeOver, they can't really do TakeOvers because there's not enough, well, for one, they do it on the network, they might have the risk of losing money. But here's the thing. Bringing back In Your House is fucking genius. And I love that idea because as a kid, I'd probably watch maybe three or four of those. And the last one was in Kansas City, which I don't, you know, where I don't live anymore. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Each side's using a great amount of strategy to get us interested in what they want us to get interested in. One side's using old school tactics by bringing back some old school flavor within your house. The other one is using a brawl in the parking lot and Jake the Snake Roberts. Congratulations, AEW, you lured me back in just for a smidgen. Matt Hardy and Omega versus Santana and Ortiz. I don't know why, folks, but I am intrigued by that match too. I don't know why. Because it told a fucking story? Yes. That's probably one reason why. And throughout my course of flipping back and forth channels, I should have DVR'd. But you know what? It's okay. Actually, I did. That's a lie. I have Dynamite on DVR so that I can say, or watch, and then say, wow, this is really shitty. Or, man, that wasn't that bad. NXT, I also have, you know, come to the point where it's like, man, I don't know what's going to happen. I like this. I like feeling like there's more interaction, you know, from home watching this shit unfold instead of, like, you know, Cameron Grimes. Who was going to think he was going to beat Finn Balor? Of course he had an assist with Damian Priest because he was the man behind the attack. Okay, cool. Do I know what it's setting up for? No. But I do know that when I watch both shows, what I'm looking for, I'm looking for them just to tell me a fucking story. If they can't tell me a story, well, then I'll just sit and play games on... I don't play games on my phone. That's a fucking lie. I'll just sit and read basically the world's news source and political opinions, Facebook. And I will definitely consider watching that In Your House. And we're going to switch gears, folks, just, well, we always switch gears because I'm always somehow rambling around the fucking subject. Becky Lynch being pregnant. You know how cool this is? This is very cool because, to me, Becky embodies someone who works really hard. And, you know, she worked as a flight steward. She went to Crown College, for fuck's sakes. I mean, the young lady is just doing an amazing job. Well, because she's doing an amazing job, yes. I like the fact that there's, well, who's doing an amazing job? Oh my gosh, I'm kind of having a replay of the last time that I let the music run. Hopefully I don't fall asleep, folks. So, Seth, Becky, congratulations. I know I have a long way on my show and I don't want to fall asleep, but I'm going to try my best to stay awake, folks. So, I have 29 minutes left. That's cute. I just want to point out WWE seems to be headlining and profiling. And normally be styling and profiling, but what do you mean we have a shirt that reads the mom instead of the man on the shop? And also, Becky's going to make an excellent mother. I can already tell you that. She is a very caring, loving individual. And one example of that was when in the back as an extra, and she goes, lads, punches us in the shoulder and asks how we're doing. And I said, it was fun. So there's that. So I guess what I could tell you about AEW versus NXT. NXT is making excellent at NXT, but WWE is making headlines due to other things. That's, you know, a woman having that emotional moment with Asuka in the ring on Raw. I'm going to tell you right now, there are times when professionals, you know, that we are in professional wrestling, we can break character. Like if a kid's crying, sometimes it depends on the situation, but comfort the kid. So Asuka came in the ring, and she was not expecting Becky to announce that she was pregnant. And the moment that I'm referring to is when Asuka's hugging Becky and chanting, Becky, Becky, Becky. You know, the scene in the locker room where Becky is hugging her peers and saying her goodbyes for now. I don't think she could ever get away from a wrestling ring. But I do want to point out that I'm sure, I don't know if her and Ronda are good friends or if they're really enemies in real life. Pretty sure that, you know, they can get along on a mutual level. But a long time ago, folks, Ronda left to start a family, and I don't know if she's going to start one soon, but it's a shocker when Becky said that she was pregnant, because honestly, this woman is such the workaholic, not even remotely funny, because what I'm saying is true. Becky Lynch works the hardest out of any female that I know on that roster. Make sure you got your Shayna Baszlers and you got your cookie cutters, the ones that don't want to come out of the woodwork and say, I'm great. Asuka's one of those women, too. You have to force the poor thing to have vacation. Bianca Belair is another good one, but I mean, all those women surrounding Becky and then saying, congratulations, you know, congratulations are in order, whatever. I think that was very heartwarming, and I think it was very cool to see all the women in the Raw locker room giving Becky her props. And I know you're probably going to ask, what about Rousey? Well, it all depends on the person. It's not up to me. There's that. Moving forward, I don't, you know, when the crowds come back, there's still going to be the same amount of people? No, they've done away with live house shows, my friend. But speaking of house, in your house, I was like, man, I haven't heard that pay-per-view in quite a while. And that was the big announcement from D-Generation X tonight. Of course, I don't know, X-Clock got released, so it's not like a big deal, I guess. So it's going to be fun, man. I mean, you've got a few companies that are going to come back, have an audience or two. But you know, you never know in these challenging times, right? So what I'm going to tell you is all I want to be in professional wrestling is someone or some team that tells me a story and catches my attention and others. That's it. That is it. For Off the Rails and Censored. Otherwise, well, otherwise, I'd start babbling around in circles, folks, and I got 24 minutes to do so, but I'm not going to do it again because I'll probably lose track of what I'm saying anyways. If you didn't like what good old Brian Rails had to say tonight, short, sweet, and to the point, NXT, do your thing. AEW, do your thing. So, toodles, bitches, I got to get some rest. I've got a lot of shit to do tomorrow. See you.
Yeah.